morning to everyone. My name is Aaron Jacobson. I get the Asian share. And I speak from us on behalf of the whole migration.
We're getting together tonight to get together as a chabura. There's something unique, something special about learning Torah as a group. Of course, it's special to learn as an individual as well. But the Gemara, several places in Shas, stresses the importance of coming together to learn as a chabura. The Gemara Nidorim, the Gemara Brachis, the Mishnah Novice, it stresses that one should make sure not just to learn on your own, but rather to come together as a group. What's the reason for it? What's the idea? Why is it so important to come together and learn as a group? So, for a couple of minutes to delve into it, to explain why Chazal so stressed this importance of learning together. So the Mishnah, one of the Memchet Kinyonim in Ovis, one of the Memchet Kinyonim is Yisukhei Kaveim, Piltor HaTalmidim, coming to learn one of the other. So, as I said, what's the importance of it? So very interesting, the Mishnah in Ovis, earlier on in Pegvah, Mishnah Gimel, it says that somebody learns one thing from his friends, just one thing from his friends, Perek Echad, Elokha Achas, Kotzak Echad, or even one letter, you have to give him kofet. How do we know that? How do we know that you have to give kofet to somebody who taught you one idea? So learn that from David. The David HaMelech, Melech Yisrael, he learned from Achitofel two things. And he called him, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, V'ata Enish, Ke'erki, Alufi U'mizoi. Because of those two things he taught him, David HaMelech, the Melech of Yisrael, gave kofet to Achitofel. So what were the two things? It doesn't say in Ovis. What were the two things that Achitofel thought of the matter? So the Gemara in Maseches Kala, not something which we learn in the Gemara, as in one of the Shiurim, but there is a Maseches Kala, and it brings there what it was, says that, what is it? So look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Nam tiksoid v'veit elekin na'alech v'regesh. What does that mean? He said Achitofel was once thought of the matter, was learning on his own, only David, Lama ta yeshiv v'atcha v'yisub v'toyo. Torah is only miskayim if you learn b'chavir. If you learn on your own, it's not miskayim, it doesn't say. And that's what the Pasuk saying, besoy, don't learn on your own. You should learn as a group together. That's one thing that David HaMelech was told by Achitofel. The second thing, according to some in the Sefer Kala, in Pam Acheres, we saw David HaMelech was going to be tremendous on his own, he's walking on his own. It says, v'letzloch, what is going on your own? The cover to Hashem. You're showing, you have to give cover to Hashem. You should come together. You should go as a group to the Beit Medrash. People should realize what's happening. And that's the second thing that you learn from Achitofel. And those are the two. Top of the Medrash said because they called Achitofel his Rebbe. Alufi, Mizoi, something very great. Why? He taught them two things. Number one is, in order to learn Torah, in order to be able to be keep the Torah, it has to be done as a group, and not just that. Going as a group to the base of measures gives a certain element of kavod Hashem. It's kavod Hashem, the fact that we're coming as a group, we're showing how much we as a group appreciate Hashem's Torah. And that's Berivam Havdus Melech. Slightly deeper understanding why this is, the Maharal explains that the Torah is the Seichel of Hashem. It's the Da'at Elohim. Now, a person's Seichel is ingrained in his body. And that's Gashmi. So how are you meant to get the Seichel of the Kim, which is Ruchni, which is not connected to your body? So how are you meant to get it? He said, when you argue, when you learn the Chavrusa, and you're hearing your Chavrusa's Seichel, so is his Seichel now coming part of your Guf? It's not part of the Guf, because it's not your Seichel. And in that you're able to get and inquire the Da'at Elohim, you're able to acquire that. If I only get a deep idea, that by a person learning and fighting out with his chavrusa to try and understand what's going on, you acquire another Da'at that's considered the Da'at Elohim, considered the Da'at of Hashem. On the end, conclude with a vote that I thought of on Shabbos, and this scared to say it, because it's talking about the person is the God of Yisrael, but I did find that Dina Bramsky said this vote. The Haftarah of last week's parasha says quite an amazing story. That David was bringing in the Orim, was coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Mishon didn't have the Beis HaMikdash then. And it says that David was the Michal Bashol, the Michal, the daughter of Shaul HaMelech, Nishkepo v'Adach Elohim V'teres ha-melech David mefazez v'mechalker l'pnei Hashem v'tibiz ha-belibra. So David ha-melech dancing, like we would say, like in the Shulchan Aruch, dancing is tremendous excitement. And she said to David, she said, V'teres ha-nichbad ha-yoyim melech Yisrael. You think that's an honor for the king of Yisrael, Hashem nigla ha-yoyim le'ine ha-amo Yisavodov, ki golis nigla yisach ha-rikim. How are you behaving like that? You're dancing like any person who's drunk would dance. And the prophet says, "Micha baso lohoy lo yeled adyei mitzvah." Punishment. She wasn't able to have a child. Adyei mitzvah. They say she on the day of she was nifta, she did have a child, but adyei mitzvah she didn't have a child. We're talking about Micha baso was one of the greatest ladies that existed. The Gemara says she used to wear tefillin. I'm not saying that's what women should be doing, but just the Gemara brings as an example of somebody unique, somebody who was able to overcome whatever the reason why other women don't. She wore tefillin. The Gemara brings down Erevin. She was an Isha Tzadkin, Kaliya Admoid, and therefore you always have to be aware and scared and careful when you say anything about people that are much greater than you. But the Prophet does say something, the Prophet is trying to tell us some lesson which we are meant to learn. So what exactly is it that because of what she reacted, how Dr. Melech was behaving, she wasn't able to have children? And I thought of a vata and found that Dina Bramsky said this, that the aleph beit of chinuch habonim is to show excitement for your Torah. That's the aleph beit. There's a basic necessity for educating your children is that the Torah is a person of amazing excitement for Torah. And David HaMelech was showing it. David HaMelech was showing that his excitement with his dancing was showing this excitement for Torah. And Mishon felt that it's a bizarre. Somebody like that has such a disability that she can't have children because she won't be able to mechanech them properly. Part of chinuch is to instill in the children this idea of excitement for Torah. And therefore, she wasn't able to have children because she wasn't able to be mechanech. I think that one of these aspects of showing excitement is like Achitofel taught David HaMelech, that coming to learn shows kavod Torah. Great Amadat Melech, coming as a group to learn Torah is... That shows the base that came in the Halach for August. We're showing that we're excited to come to learn Torah. So when a person does that, and he comes home after the week of learning, he comes on Shabbos meal, and his family are there, and he says, this is what we learned, and this is what we discussed, and this interesting topic came up. It shows the family, the chashivas that you have for what you're doing. And that itself is covered at Torah. And that's one of the chosva in Yonin that I think is why the Vayelev, and we really appreciate all the effort you put into it, got together here to bring us all together, to be mechazik one another in this idea of coming together as a chabura. And we daven that there should be a kavod Torah, and those of you that would like to join, feel free to come and join. As we mentioned, you can try one shir and move on to another shir. We're sure you'll love that shir, but maybe you'd like to have both shir in your life, maybe you don't, but all the same. And we done that in the code that we saw, essentially, sent all these students to Clarice, all that we need.